Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin', edible electric pie? Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, it was Nikola Tesla who wanted to illuminate the entire Earth and provide the planet with an endless supply of free electricity. Because in his writings, he declared that there is enough natural electricity running through this Earth to easily create a second sun. And then some. So then ask yourself one question. Where in the wide world of sports, Taggart, does all of this free, untapped, endless electricity on Earth exist? And where has it all been hiding? And Ray Davies, won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? So now the question becomes, is all of that natural electricity hiding somewhere deep below the Earth's core, and only Professor Otto Lindenbrock knows where it could be found? However, that requires an extremely long journey to the center of the Earth. So holy Jules Verne Batman. Or is all of that natural, untapped electricity staring us right in the face and hiding in plain sight in the very food that we consume? Because Nikola Tesla said, electricity is everywhere. Yeah, baby. It's pulsating in the symphonies, concertos, and operas of Johann Sebastian Bach and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And electricity is running through the verses of great poets like Dylan Thomas and William Shakespeare. So do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Ooh, ooh. And electricity is what illuminates the canvases of the greatest painters of all time, like Leonardo da Vinci and Pablo Picasso. And edible electricity? Why, edible electricity is running through the Earth's interior faster than Jesse Owens, and in unimaginable quantities. And it's in every single flower that grows from the earth. Yeah, baby. But you have to know where to find it. And you have to know when to harness it. So then, without a map, because obviously Professor Otto Lindenbrock isn't sharing his. So then, how? How can we tap into and harness all of that raw, untapped, edible electricity? Because Tesla said, there's enough raw power on this planet to create a second sun. So then where is all of this electricity hiding? Ooh, ooh. Well, the answer to the question of where is all the edible electricity hiding on Earth is pretty simple. And I'm about to show you. And I'm about to teach you how to become a master edible electricist. Or think of it a different way. Think of it as a master edible electrician, if that makes more sense to you. Because we as humans, we are really just another piece of technology that exists in the universe. And we are no different than a cellular phone. Hello? This is the United States calling. He doesn't seem to be picking up. Ooh, ooh. Now, there are obvious ways to treat and mistreat your cellular phone, just like there are obvious ways to treat and mistreat the human body. And there are ways to ensure your cell phone is always performing at its best by keeping it charged, and the process of maintaining one cell phone, well, that process actually requires a harmonious balance between being highly active and also by recharging one's own batteries, so to speak. And the ultimate success of any cellular phone depends on one force in nature, and that force is electricity. With electricity, a cellular phone can live in theory forever. However, without electricity, without an outlet to tap into the electrical grid, why, that cell phone is rendered completely useless. If you have a cell phone, but you're not attached to the electrical grid, where in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, can you manufacture that electricity to get on the grid? Because the electricity you're looking for, it's located inside the food you eat. And I'm about to show you how all of that edible electricity can be located. However, before I do, remember one thing. None of what I'm about to share with you will work. Never. Unless you rest as well and make certain to recharge your battery until it is fully charged, and everyone's battery can be fully charged and then some, and anyone can achieve things they never thought were even remotely possible, because success is not about another diet, which will undoubtedly fail. Diets never work because dieting is a business. Dieting is a big business. And guess what? They're out of business if you succeed. So let me put it to you like this. If at first you don't succeed with dieting, then don't go play Russian roulette with Christopher Walken in Vietnam, because you'll lose. And my advice is to immediately stop all diets and all dieting and start tracking the edible electric output of your food, because edible electricity is free. You don't have to pay for it. And with edible electricity, there's no diet plan where you have to purchase thousands and thousands of dollars worth of food, because edible electricity is the only food you will ever need. And becoming a master edible electricist is simply about employing common sense and positive outlook and not counting calories or carb points or whatever the next diet focuses on, because we were meant as human beings to achieve way more than we have. And the ability to do so is located in some of this food on this very planet. And some of that food was gifted to us by the gods themselves. So, if we really want to be electric, and I mean like Supergirl's Nemesis live wire electric, and if we really want to no longer be dependent on the next can't succeed diet brought to you by the professional liars over at Madison Avenue, well, then everything starts with the food that we eat, and we must look at it like edible electricity, because the food we consume is our electrical outlet. Because the food that we consume, well, it's obviously our fuel. And ultimately, the food we select to eat, the food that we elect to put down, our internal landscape. Well, let me put it to you like this. food is the single most important component when it comes to powering up and maintaining our own personal cell phones. And the food with the most edible electricity is the food that we get out of the ground that's from Mother Nature herself, because solar energy is the best kind of energy, period. Exclamation Smurf. So give the governor harumph. Harumph. Ooh, ooh. Now, to anticipate your question, yes, we can receive the benefits of the sun simply by playing outside and enjoying the sunlight. However, the best way for mankind to actually benefit from the energy of the sun is to consume the energy of the sun. And by that, I mean, of course, the fruits, vegetables, and edible flowers that are growing in the ground, because the real benefit that we receive from fruit, vegetables, and edible flowers is the pure, unadulterated power of solar energy. Or let me phrase it another way, unadulterated edible electricity. Because fruits and vegetables and edible flowers are really just tiny, but super duper powerful, edible solar batteries. And every grape and every tomato that we consume, why, they are not produce, they are individual solar batteries. And in theory, they are surging with edible electricity because they receive all of their energy and all of their nutrients from soaking in the power of the Earth's yellow sun, exactly like Superman. And Superman is not a man. Superman is a piece of superior, sophisticated, edible technology. And solar energy from the yellow sun is the source of energy for all of Superman's powers. It's his edible electricity. And when Superman is exposed to larger amounts of sunlight, his powers become greatly magnified, just like the food growing in the ground. In fact, if Superman were ever rendered powerless, simply absorbing a large amount of yellow sunlight will regenerate his powers and recharge his solar battery. And so, like Superman, plants capture tremendous amounts of solar energy from the sun. So when we digest those plants that have soaked up all the solar energy from the sun, well, it surges through our bodies like a bolt of lightning. And a lightning bolt, just so you know, is 4 times more powerful than the sun itself. And we absorb and we use all of that edible electricity through solar energy. And we convert 100% of that edible electricity into pure human energy, just like Superman. And he was faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. So look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a human being. Ooh, ooh. But the harsh reality for almost all of us is we've all blown out our electrical circuits because we ate ourselves into an edible ice storm. And the power's out. So now, without any edible electricity surging through the body, guess what? It starts to collapse, and we could die. And it's the same old song. I woke up this morning, started to sneeze. I had a cigarette and a cup of tea. Now, surely there must be a way for me to change the shape I'm in. Dissatisfied is what I am. I want to be a better man. Ooh, ooh. So here's what I'm saying. eating plant food is probably the best way to get solar energy as far as I'm concerned. And now, if you know which plants to eat and you know when to eat them, why, my friend, Superman, you might fly like Superman. So now, if we really want to fly like Superman, then there's a blueprint and there's some species that we need to consult, because there's a species on this planet and every single member is a master electricist. Every single member of the community is a master edible electrician. And recently, scientists around the globe unanimously declared that human beings were no longer the most important species on this planet, because that honor now belongs to the species that has mastered the art of edible electricity. So that's it. That's a wrap on the introduction to edible electricity. But tune in for the next episode, because not only are we about to learn what species on this planet are all master edible electricists, but we're going to learn how edible electricity can change mankind and finally free humanity from dieting forever. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in North Carolina, go Hornets. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer, Goyo, at J Organics in Escondido, California. And here's why I love J Organics and why I love Goyo. Because everything that they grow, everything that they pull from the ground, is literally surging with edible electricity. And here's the real thing. Goyo and all the farmers over at J Organics, they're all master edible electricists. So my advice, get on the website, jorganics.com, or call Goyo and order as much as they are growing right now. And maybe if you're lucky and you ask nice, maybe Goyo will even put together an edible electric box just for you. And an enormous edible shout out to Bert Ward, the best Robin ever. And Bert, you know you have an outstanding invite to be a guest on Edible Honesty, so we can finally discuss food fit for a superhero. So holy Bert Ward, Batman. And yeah, I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you, and do not stop. Continue to write me at info@ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And no, I am not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, and even Cartoon Network, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.